You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy, our partnership with Concentrate Media, an online-only news publication focusing primarily on the positive news in our community. We're joined, as always, by Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for On the Ground Ipsy. Hi, Sarah.
Hello there.
You have brought two guests with you this week, the focus of your latest story. Could you introduce them for us?
Sure. I have Peggy Farrell and Ruth Ann Logue. They're part of an organization called House Into Home.
Welcome.
Let me just tell you a little bit about how I found out about them. Several weeks ago, we did a story about Greater Faith Transition Center, and Dorothy Ford, who's the first lady of the church there, knows these lady because they work out of the same property on St. Joe Mercy's campus, and she said, "Do you know about these folks called House Into Home?" And I said, "No, I don't. I'm going to have to check them out." And so they invited me out to watch them while they did one of their move-ins, and I'll let them talk about what that entails.
It entails a couple of things that are really important. We get someone's name from a social worker, and that family has been homeless and in a shelter. And when they come out of the shelter, they have nothing, usually. Perhaps a blanket, pillow, a couple hefty bags full of clothes. And now they have a place to live, but nothing to go in it. And our organization hopes that we can help as many of these people as possible end up with a home, meaning a couch, a table, chairs, dishes, beds, everything we have in our homes, so that they can start out looking for a job and getting their family back together without this stress.
So you're not finding them a place to live, but once they get a place to live, you're helping them out.
Exactly.
Put it all together.
Yes.
And since we've started, we've had 28 referrals from local shelters, and it could be Alpha House, Safe House, Delanus, Staples. We now have a connection through the VA. For homeless veterans, we've helped three of those so far. Of those move-ins, all total, we've helped 93 people. So a mom, that could be a mom with three or four children, or it could be a family, or it could be a single. 23 of those move-ins have been for single moms.
What inspired you? Where did you even get the idea to do this?
I met Ruth Ann at a party and told her one of my goals when I retire, which is soon, is to decorate homes for either Habitat for Humanity or something like that. And she said, "Oh, no, I have something you really need to do with us." And we started doing these homes, and it meets every, talk about joy, first of all, working with all of these volunteers and all of these friends. That part is amazing. Meeting these clients, we've met some of the sweetest people in Ypsilanti, a few in Ann Arbor that we've done. And I have to say, these people just touch your heart. They are so grateful. They are so helpful. And the look on their face when they get to walk in and have a home is priceless.
Are you interior designers to begin with?
For years I wallpapered and painted and did furniture. So for me, it fills that desire to make things look better.
Oh, I was just going to ask Ruth Ann to jump in a little bit and talk about the fact that she did this informally for a few families that were just kind of, friends of hers or friends through church. And then that inspired the idea to turn it into, a more formalized process. So I believe she did three families just kind of on her own with friends from the church. And then they've done another 28 since they formalized it as House Into Home.
Yeah, it started with a young family that our family had known for well over a year and had been supporting. And I'll never forget where I was sitting when she sent me a text saying, "I'm now homeless." And just that process that started of trying to get her into shelter, trying to find her housing. Then once housing was secured, realizing that she was going to be moving into a home with her three children and no furnishings. And so it was a huge group of people from within my church and even without my church, outside my church, who all pitched in to gather items for her. Within the year, I had gotten a call from her landlord saying, "I have two more single moms coming out of shelter who need this service? Would you consider, you know, getting the group back together and helping these moms? And so again, same wonderful group of friends got together, and within a week actually did these two other moms. And then we laid low for a little while. For about a year, we didn't have anything else coming up. And then, like Peggy mentioned, this chance encounter at a party where we realized we have really similar passions. And I sent an email out to the initial group saying, let's get the band back together.
And they're so amazing. Talk about a wonderful group of people to get to know. It's amazing.
Well, now you have this official charitable organization, House and to Home. Where do you get your furnishings and your paint and artwork from?
Oh, that's the fun part. So everyone is constantly looking for things. I don't think Ruth Ann can drive past a couch that's on the side of the road without stopping to look and make sure, is this good? Is this, you know, could we use this? People go to flea markets. They go to Share House, which is just so generous to us all the time. Friends, every friend we have tells 10 other friends, and pretty soon, you know, we're lined up for deliveries and pickups, and it's been amazing.
Are you looking for donations if somebody has something they want?
Love donations, and we like them to be really nice. So what we tell people is, if you've got something that's gently used, we love it. And if it needs a little touch-up, we'll paint it, we'll stitch it, we can fix it. But we are looking to give these people homes that are beautiful.
And I understand you're still finalizing your 501 and C3
status. Yes. So far we can take all donations, but we can't give you the write-off that we will when we become our nonprofit.
Tell us what it feels like at the big reveal. Someone who's been homeless, as you mentioned, all their life possessions are in a hefty bag, and then you bring them into this dwelling where you've furnished it and it maybe even decorated it. And what is that like? Tell us, share that experience with us.
Oh, sometimes they're literally just speechless. Other times they might burst into tears. Sometimes it's, oh my gosh, who do I hug first? But always, always with a sense of extreme gratitude for being seen and being appreciated for who they are. We try to, doesn't always work this way, but if somebody says, I really love blue, I guarantee you they're going to have some blue somewhere in that house.
Yeah.
And are you looking for volunteers moving forward?
Always, yes.
Sarah Reg, anything else you think we need to add?
Yeah, I watched them in action. They told me that they were having a move-in day. I'm like, well, can I kind of come observe it? So I watched them at their space where they store things. I won't call it a warehouse because it's a little nicer than that. But where they store all the stuff, and they have, like, so many things. I was just amazed at how much furniture and you know, kitchenware and everything they had. So they pack up their vans and their personal vehicles in like less than 2 hours, and then they go to the apartment, and in about an afternoon, what, 4 or 5 hours typically, because they're super organized. There's a team lead on each project, and they assign like one or two people per room, and they get her done. And they're just really inspiring how efficient they are.
We'll read more about that. Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for On the Ground Ipsy, Peggy Farrell, Ruth Ann Logue. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.